Well, howdy people. Here's a tragic news item. Here's a husband and wife with three children. There's an 8-month-year-old as well that isn't in the picture. But apparently this feminine on the left here killed all her three children by strangulation. Then slit her wrists and jumped out a second floor window. But she survived and is paralyzed now. This is where they lived, so they seem to be doing all right. This news item is all about the femon, though. And the only time they mentioned the father is that he came back from wherever he was to find his three children dead and his wife in the condition she was in. Can you imagine what this man must be going through? But he only gets one line in the news item. And even if it was the other way round and say the man done the terrible thing, the news item would still all be about the femon, wouldn't it? The femon has been charged, and this is what she looks like today. And apparently, just before the murders, she actually checked online how to kill somebody. So obviously she got that right, just not the suicide. She actually has pleaded not guilty. And they're going to plead insanity defense. Postpartum depression, apparently. Although the prosecution has said that she has been evaluated by mental health professionals to not have that condition. But it's amazing to me how the media just treats the man, the father of these three children, as an accessory, and don't even mention what this man must be going through. This will affect him every day of the rest of his life. And I've been on this planet for quite some time, and I have seen males do some real bad things, but I've only ever seen femons do evil things. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. If you read it, you'll see that the male only got one line out of the whole news item. No wonder males are walking away, because this is the way society and the media treats males. They're a disposable commodity. Femons seem to suffer from a lot of mental health issues, don't they? It's about time society started noticing and accepting it. And my feelings go out to this male father, who somehow will have to carry on, without any real help from society or the media. Because it'll all be about this femon. You take it easy, guys.